Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum. That is the greeting. By now you know if you've been watching the Deen Show, that's the greeting of peace. Peace be unto you. And my next guest is very, very exciting, to have these special people on the Deen Show telling us their story on how they stay afloat, how they stay on top rather than going below. So my next guest is going to clarify how being a young man in today's society, everything is calling one to corruption and evil, how he managed to be doing good, how he managed to be doing Islam, which simply means to acquire peace by submitting to the owner of peace, the one God. When we come back, Bono, here on the Deen Show. Don't go nowhere.
Deen, Allah. There's only one God, and Muhammad is his messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God, and Jesus was his messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah.
I don't know why I did that. Maybe it's just to break the ice. Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikumsalam wa rahmatullahi.
Peace be unto you. Bona.
Bona.
Bona. Bona. Bona.
Yeah, Bona.
So how you doing, my man, on the Deen Show? Do you now rap, or you flow, or you get poetic? Because that's how the people know you.
Yeah. Talk to me. I mean, you know, it's funny enough, they all come from the same family, right? I consider myself a storyteller.
A storyteller.
So whether it's, you know, through hip-hop or through spoken word, the medium remains the same. It's really just writing. It's storytelling.
Yeah.
Which, you know, has a long tradition in Islam as well. If we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Quran and the way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed many of the stories of the prophets, right? Beautiful, 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 the best of stories. So for many of us, you know, layman's people who take up writing as a craft, you know, I think we have an example to look for in there.
Now tell us, we're going to pause right there, just pause, we're going to reverse. Because you're flowing, can I say flowing?
Sure.
You're flowing, you're talking, you're poetic about some good stuff, not bad stuff. Anyone who hears your lyrics, they'll get enticed to, God willing, do good, inshallah. But how, were you always doing good? Were you always, because you're young, and there's a lot of pressure out there, peer pressure. It's not cool. With us, we know it's cool to do Islam. It's cool to be a Muslim. But now in today's society, you got to be cursing, rapping about degrading women, rapping about bling bling and all these other things, that a lot of it is just wasting time. How did you make a transformation? Talk to us.
Well, you know what, I can say that I am heavily influenced by the hip-hop culture of North America. I grew up listening to music.
Used to, yeah.
Right. So, and in my, you know, my own jahiliya times, I used to rap.
Yeah.
So I used to be involved in hip-hop. And, you know, not a lot of people really know this about me, but I was, you know, I was part of a band and I was doing fairly well. I was actually opening up for some pretty big acts. And, you know, funny story, I found myself, when I started trying to practice my deen and trying to combine these two lifestyles, I found myself at a club one night, you know, it was time for Isha, and we're about to go on, and I'm thinking, you know, where am I going to pray? I'm looking around the space, I'm like, where's the best place for me to pray? And I think, subhanAllah, what am I doing here?
So hold, let's back it up. For the not yet Muslims out there who you mentioned, Isha, which is one of the prayers of Islam, and that's one of the pillars. The first one, obviously, to bring you up to speed, is how one becomes a Muslim, is that that person declares that there's no God but God and Muhammad is the messenger. And that will also include all the preceding messengers, Jesus, Moses, Abraham, and all of them. And you learn it so much already. So now when one accepts Islam, acquires peace by submitting to the owner of peace, the one God, you start to establish the prayer.
Right.
What you doing in the club, brother?
Great question.
What you doing in the club? You know, you're looking for a place to, you know, you're going to make a jamaat with the ladies, everybody in the club and 50 cents, and what's going on?
So this is what I found myself in the predicament. I was like, you know what? If I can't be in a place where I can pray, and if I'm not in a place where I feel comfortable enough to pray, then I shouldn't be here anyways. And I think for a lot of young people, we have to ask ourselves those questions, you know. For many of us, we constantly are, you know, trying to compromise or come to some sort of balance. But oftentimes, our deen ends up suffering more, right? It's very easy for us to be like, oh, Allah is the most merciful. Allah is, you know, Ghafoor, it's okay. And subhanAllah. You know, you shouldn't reflect on the mercy of Allah before you commit a sin. It's like you're almost neglecting the fact that you still might be punished for it. And so it was a scary predicament that I came to. It was a scary place where I was at, where I was like, you know what? If I can't pray here, if it's not a place where I feel like I can be a Muslim, then I probably shouldn't be here to begin with.
Let's back it up just a little bit more. But before you even came, because we're living in the real world.
Yeah.
There's a lot of temptation out there. It's tantalizing. But now, how did you even come to the point where some people aren't even thinking about the creator of the heavens and earth to stop, no matter where they're at, to pray? How did you even come to the realization that Islam is the truth,
right,
that it provides the proof, that it's logical, rational, scientific, everything points that this is not man-made, but it's from the creator of the heavens and earth? How did you realize that?
Well, you know, I grew up in a Muslim household, alhamdulillah. I had, you know, Muslim parents, and I kind of did the ritual things you would do in a Muslim household. You would, you know, go to Islamic school on Saturdays and Sundays, and, you know, you would do the things, and you'd go to Eid prayer, and all the things that you're supposed to do. But I never really had an understanding for it myself. Like a lot of Muslim people you meet,
they grow up
in Muslim households,
yeah,
a lot. Many don't. It's just a cultural thing that we do. So at a certain age, because it wasn't a real attachment, I didn't really understand it. It was very easy for me to let it go. So at a certain age, I found myself, you know, I was on the religion of my friends,
yeah,
which was, you know, literally, you know, basketball or, you know, parties and, you know, all the things that come with that kind of lifestyle.
Yeah.
Typical high school.
Wasting time.
Wasting time, right? But that's what my friends are doing. So
yeah,
I would follow them. I would be a part of them. And so I really kind of found myself caught up in just chasing this world,
mm-hmm,
and chasing the fun and glamour of what this world can offer us. And it wasn't until I really took some time to do some real reflecting on my own, without my parents forcing me, without anybody telling me, look, this is what you should do. You know, it really took me to a place of humility, when I could stop and think, wow, you know, look at all the things that I have, look at all the things that, you know, I've been given, and who am I to not at least give thanks? You know, who am I to not pay respects to the one who has blessed me with so much? And so it was a lot of that. It was a lot of constant back and forth. And, you know, one thing at a time, I would stop doing this. I would try picking this up. It was a very long process. You know, I'm still a work in progress by any means.
All
of
us are.
All of us, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm not, you know, saved by any means. I'm still, like we joked about earlier, I'm floating. I'm barely floating.
Mm-hmm.
So,
may Allah keep us afloat all the way to paradise.
I mean, so because of that, you know, like I said, it was a slow process. It was a step-by-step process. It was, you know, maybe, you know, not hanging out with these friends anymore. Maybe meeting some new people, you know. And I tell people this all the time. If your friends aren't going to empower you, make you better, then you should really question if they're your real friends or not. You know, a lot of us, for young people, we're heavily influenced by our friends. And if you're not picking the right friends, it can really be detrimental to your own health and your own well-being.
Now, did you have an experience? Because some people, they like, you know, I had a dream or something just came about you. Did you have, you know, because Islam is something logical, rational. If you take an analytic, scientific approach,
right,
it's a thinking man's decision that you make.
Definitely is.
And you follow your heart. What did you have to do? Did you have this dream experience or something? Or what happened like in your life that really had you pick up the Quran, the verbatim word of God, do their homework? Were you researching?
Yeah. You know, a lot of people have that life-changing experience, that one-off incident. I didn't necessarily have that.
Yeah.
For me, it was a kind of sequence of smaller, minor events. It was a matter of me, you know, constantly building on like, wow, why did this happen? Wow, this happened, you know? And it almost taking me to a place of self-reflection. I think when we're alone, when we're not surrounded by, you know, the consumption of wealth or the, you know, pursuit of stupidness, as I like to call it, right? And you really take time to reflect, like really take time alone and just think about this world. Think about everything we are about. Think about who you are, where you came from. It's a natural conclusion. You know, you come to the conclusion of one God. And then once you're there, then it's based on, you know, alhamdulillah, I had a little understanding of Islam. And so for me, it was I was able to build on that, you know, and I would start reading, I would start watching stuff like the Deen Show online, which, subhanAllah, was a very big influence to me, you'd be surprised. So, you know, for a lot of us who, you know, we take things one step at a time. And so, you know, getting closer and closer and feeling like, wow, you know, feeling people I can relate to. Like, yeah, this guy's not going to judge me. He's not going to tell me I'm this, tell me I'm that. He understands my experiences. Finding people like that, reaching out to them, being inspired by many of the shuyukh, even Sheikh Saeed, who is, you know, a speaker today, who is a big, big influence to me in my life. And he probably doesn't even know it. And, you know, it's these little instances that have really helped carve who I am today. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Praises to the creator of heavens and earth. And we'll be right back with more on the Deen Show.
Okay, you've got your dream home and you've got your dream car, but you're going to get old and things are going to happen to you in your life. And then what have you got? At the end of the day, it's an empty dream that has no real foundation. We are going to die and we're going to meet our Lord and He is going to judge us.
It becomes an obligation for each single human being to find out what the Quran is. Islam is telling us to stay away from things which are bad for your person and bad for the society.
If Allah is by my side,
I am not afraid to stand alone.
I am not afraid to stand alone.
If Allah is by my side,
I am not afraid to stand alone.
am not afraid to stand alone. If Allah's by my side, I am not afraid to stand alone.
Back here with Bona on the Dean Show, and we left off with now reflecting, wanting to know the purpose of life.
Yeah.
It's natural, isn't it? You want to know why you're here.
Yeah.
So now, do you know the purpose of life? Is it clear?
Alhamdulillah, it's very clear.
Now again, just so they don't feel the non-Muslims, not yet Muslims, like we said some code word. You said,
oh, all praises to Allah. No matter the good, no matter the bad, you know, in any circumstance, we still give praise to Allah. And this, for me, was a true eye-opening experience, right? For me to clearly reflect on my life and say, you know what, all this bad has happened to me, all this good has happened to me, but through everything, through the good, what may seem as bad, I'm still able to say, thank you, all praises to my Lord, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Allah who has blessed me with so much.
And again, and people, some people who watch the show say, Eddie, we got it already, but look, I'm just trying to keep it steady because there are a lot of people who tune in for the first time. The Muslim got his not yet Muslim neighbor to watch in. They hear these Arabic terms. We have to define them. And you said Allah. And someone said that's a moon god. What do you got to say?
Moon god? Allah is, you know, the name of our only Lord, the only worthy, the only being worthy of worship in all of existence. The first, the last, eternal, the ever-being. He is our Lord, our Creator, our Sustainer, the one who grants us all the bounties we have, and the one who ultimately we will return to.
That's the one God.
One.
Creator of all, but not created.
Not created.
He's the Creator, we're His creation. Yeah. Just worship the Creator. That's the simple message. Simple. You realize that you said, before we went to break, the one God. Mm. Now, did you look in at all to the other Judaism, Christianity, Hinduism, Buddhism? Did you a little reflect just to try to sniff to see maybe if that's
You know what? I didn't really, I mean, to say in my initial stages, but I was very familiar with these religions just by virtue of being in a very multicultural community and already doing a bit of research on my own here and there and having friends who I would speak to. But nothing ever made sense to me except one God. Even in my times of complete, you know, disobedience to Allah, I still understood that this was the only being worthy of worship. It never occurred to me that there could be two or three or four or five. It doesn't make sense. Logically, you know, I'm not, people ask me if I'm religious. I'm not religious, I'm rational. You know?
Rational.
Yeah, it's like, come on, use your head. That's what it really comes down to. So, I mean, even in my worst of phases, it would never occur to me that there could be some sort of disruption in the heavens, you know? That Allah, the one Lord, was the creator and sustainer of all. This is what I understood, just from my own ignorance, just out of my own love and compassion for myself.
God being a man, what about this?
Some religions teach that God
how?
Suit, became
yeah.
a man.
Yeah, you know
suicide.
What? I think for a lot of those, they remind me of like Harry Potter books or something like that. There's these amazing fables, but you know, when you logically think about it, there's holes in a lot of those, you know, those stories and plots. And you know, it's unfortunate that many people, because I do some street dawah, I try to educate people on Islam on the street corners. And for a lot of people, you know, when you stop to think, and you stop to tell them, hey, look, think rationally. What makes more sense? You know, for them, it's like, oh, it's not supposed to make sense. What kind of religion is this?
What is this?
What are you just following, you know? Why don't you just pick up a newspaper and follow whatever it tells you to do then? Yeah. So, you know, it's unfortunate that many people are kind of so skewed in their ways. And they say, you know, for a lot of them, they, you know, how can I become a Muslim? It's not what my parents did. And it's funny enough because this was the same thing that the Arabs during the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to say. They say, how can we abandon our religion of our forefathers when this is what they did? How can we now take this new thing up? And people today say the same thing. So yeah. It's a very interesting parallel, but at the same time, very sad.
Just blindly following what their forefathers did, their parents, not questioning, just going along with the ride. Whatever happens, they're not thinking about the purpose of life, why they're here. And you mentioned something about just think. Just be rational.
Yeah.
And then they say it's not supposed to make sense. Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't go to a math class or an English class and it's not making sense. You don't ask questions. The teacher says, you know, it's not supposed to make sense.
You definitely walk out of there. But for many of us, you know, when, you know, the issue of religion or God comes up, it's a very touchy subject for a lot of people. And for them, they don't feel as though, A, they have the authority to speak on it, because for a lot of people, they've been taught that, you know, this is the priest, the preacher, this is the order and rank. He knows everything. You know nothing. You know, he has a connection with God. You don't. You speak to him. He'll speak to God and bring back the message, which Islam is totally against, right? I have my own connection with Allah. You have your own connection with Allah. We are all created by Allah. Thus, we should have a connection with Allah. There's no hierarchy. There's no one who I would speak to speak to Allah. He doesn't need any interceders. He doesn't need any translators. He doesn't need anyone to convey the message for him. I can speak to Allah just by raising my hands. And so the beauty of that is that I've come to, you know, establish my own connection with my Lord. And when I do something wrong, when I do something right, when something good happens to me, when something bad happens to me, I say, hey, You know, this is to Allah I shall return. This is who created me, and this is who ultimately I will come back to.
That is just so rational, logical what you're saying. And God doesn't eat, He doesn't sleep, He doesn't do the things that human beings do, and we're just wanting to worship God directly, alone, and not the things that He created.
Yeah.
Now, do some people say, you know what, being active in dawah, trying, because sharing is caring, and we care for our brothers in humanity who we want to be our brothers in faith, so we want to share, invite them, and call them to think about what's the purpose of life? Why are you here? You're going to, you live, you die, and there's drama in between, right? Mm-hmm. So what is it? You just get your belly full, make some money, yeah. ride in a nice Bentley, in a nice Rolls Royce, or not even that, maybe just ride your bike,
yeah.
and then you die.
It's so
it's
funny.
Finished.
It's really sad. And you know what, I had somebody told me a very funny analogy where they said, if you were going to an airport, and you were stuck overnight, and for some reason or another you had missed your flight, and you had to stay at the airport, what would you buy? Maybe you'd buy like a toothbrush, maybe you'd buy a bag of chips, you'd buy a small amount of things just to get by.
Yeah.
Now imagine in this world, we are simply travelers. We came from somewhere, we will return somewhere. This place is not the final journey. This is not the final home. But for many of us, we get so caught up in it. It's like you're at the airport buying 56 sandwiches, and you're going out here, and you're buying this, and you're getting massaged, and you're doing this, realizing that, hey, eventually you will be going home. Thus is this world, thus is the dunya, this life. So for many of us, we forget that this is just a place. The Prophet ﷺ, peace be upon him, described this world as like a traveler stopping for shade under a tree, right? Just for a second we're here, and then we're gone. And so what a way to live our lives, with humility, with honor, understanding that, you know, we are here for this moment, but eventually, you know, we're going
to
go.
And we just want to entice people, to excite people, to, if this is making sense, the more they dig into Islam, the more it's going to make sense, because everything you need to know about who your Lord is, it's there in this verbatim word of God, the Quran. Purpose of life, it's there. Where you're going when you die, it's there. And how to live your life. Now that you've acquired peace by submitting to the owner of peace, doing God's will, not your desires, the one God, as we said, and we keep stressing this because some people, they have been programmed on possibly adding the wrong way.
Right.
So they go 1 + 1 + 1 = 1.
Yeah.
So and they can make God into a man, into a woman, into this, that, and the other. It gets confusing.
Yeah,
so we say one God, and now doing good deeds. Do you feel that by doing this system of Islam, do you feel that it's developed your character? Are you a better person? Do you deal better with your family, with your mother, father, your neighbors, friends?
And you know, it's so interesting. I remember one time, a friend of mine, we were getting on the bus, and at the bus station, and there was nobody at the window, you know, but I still put my money in. And then somebody was kind of like, you know, why would you do that? There's nobody there. I said, yeah, I'm not worried about him. Allah is watching me.
Yes.
Always. So for us, we develop this code, this honor, that is not for the show of other people. Whether you're with me or not, I'm acting a certain way. I'm doing what is right, not to please you, to please my Lord, who has bestowed so many bounties, so much honor upon me, given me the title, allowed me to worship Him. This is an honor in itself. Not many people can come to this, you know. And I ask people, you know, my friends who are not yet Muslim, just learn. Do yourself a favor. There's no harm in picking up a book. You know, knowledge is power. We learn about this in school. We learn about this in every fraction of life. Why not when it comes to religion? Why not when it comes to something that may actually be the key to salvation for you for eternity? You know, pick up a book, read, do yourself a favor. As a friend, I'm asking them, as a friend, pick up a book, please, just do it. You're not going to lose anything, I promise you. And if any good comes from it, it is from Allah.
And it's very simple. Do a comparative study. Pick up the Bible, pick up anything that someone makes a claim that is from the Creator, along with the Quran, with the sincere intention that you want to get close to God, but asking God to guide you,
right.
And do the work, do the legwork.
Yes, it's a simple process.
It's so like you're looking for a car or something or anything,
hey,
you know, you're going to do your analysis.
When people go apartment shopping, when they go car shopping, they put it in this 50, 60 hours of research.
Yeah.
Right? But when it comes to, you know, learning about God, it's kind of like, oh, my dad did this, so this is what's fine.
Doesn't make sense. And there is no way, if there is the right way out there, the way of the Creator, and you put all these different ideologies, philosophies that are man-made, there's no way that if you're sincere, you cannot find the one truth that's from God Almighty,
yeah.
The Creator.
And it's a benefit to yourself. It's such a simple way of life. If anything, I could describe it to my friends that it makes life so much easier. You know, with relationships with friends, family, even with a spouse, right? Everything is, God, the Prophet, peace be upon him, left so much for us. And every aspect of our lives is clearly outlined for us. You can't go wrong. You know, there's no gray area. And where there is gray area, alhamdulillah, all praises to Allah, we have scholars, we have people who can interpret things for us. So you're not left to kind of, you know, your own, just whatever this guy says we do. No, we can learn and research on our own and create and develop our own connection with God.
Absolutely. Let's take a break and we'll be right back for more of this exciting episode on The Deen Show. Peace.
I just want to say, very simple message. All of the prophets would have been labeled Muslims, because this essential message was the same message. And Jesus affirming, he said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one God."
When you look at the Bible and it says the earth has four corners, that's wrong. I mean, the scientists were fighting it and the church was throwing these people into prison. And this mountain,
it is a Muslim. You know, how can I stand behind the pulpit on Sunday morning and preach a sermon that I knew was at variance with the actual taproot of Christianity?
If you read the Bible, there is not a single unambiguous statement in the complete Bible where Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, himself says that I am God, or he says worship me.
One of the beautiful things about our religion of Islam is the emphasis on direct ritual and prayer to God directly. There is no intermediary. It never complained. There are no superstitious rituals. It's very simple and very clear.
People often say to me, "Why have you become a Muslim?" I give a very frivolous answer. I say, "I want to be on the side of the angels when Allah decides to pull the final curtain down on this place."
Tupac is a guy, he's the number one rap artist in the world. He sold over 60 million records worldwide.
60 million?
60 million. Not only was he a successful musician, he was a successful actor. He was a young guy who had basically everything that some of the youth would think that life is all about. He had everything you can imagine. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur
Rasulullah. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. Back here on The Deen Show with our brother Bona. Now, I want to just get in a few more points, questions. You mentioned the club, and you mentioned taking a time out, having to pray. I know some other people who went through the same phase, because not overnight. You take the medicine, it takes time to kick in. Islam, you start doing it, you might have been the worst of the worst. Drinking, fornicating, drugs, being with all these men, all these women, but Islam changes you. You have to implement it, and now that person could be at the club, could be anywhere, but now they stop and reflect like you did at that moment. You didn't give up the prayer. That's the key. I know people that be at the after-hour party, but they would stop to pray. Eventually, they never went back to the after-party, but it took some time because the prayer will keep one away from evilness. But let's focus on this prayer. After you've acknowledged there's no God but God, and now you, and Muhammad is the last and final messenger, peace be upon him, now you implement the salat. How important and heavy this was to help you to transform to be the best human being that you can be.
It's a lifeline. You know, if I can compare it, we generally eat three times a day, but we pray five times a day. So this tells you the importance. We can go without food. I mean, the human can sustain without food for quite a long time, a couple of days at least. But salat, prayer, you can't go a couple hours without it, honestly. It's your connection. It's your, you know, your lifeline. Like for me, it's something where if I have an internal clock now where alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah, I've been praying for a while, and so for Fajr or for early morning prayer, you know, I wake up, my body wakes me up. It's difficult for a lot of people at first when you start praying. It can be difficult because it is, you know, but you learn to station your life around it. Everything, your day revolves around your prayer. And eventually, you know, I would almost become sick if I didn't pray. Like I would develop this gut feeling, like literally, physically, I would feel ill. If I was missing a prayer or if I was late for it, my body would tell me something's wrong. You know, you need something. Like a drug addict, when they don't get their drugs, they start twitching, right? Yeah. If I don't pray, I feel like, I'm missing something. And so this is the connection that you develop. When you start really, you know, having that healthy lifeline between your Lord, it's something you'll never go without.
And this is what's helped you to develop your character, develop your relationship. By developing a relationship with the one God, the Creator, Allah, this, now you'll see the change. Huh?
It's hard for you to sin in between prayers. It's hard for you to do something dumb and then think, I'm going to go pray in 10 minutes, you know? Yeah. It does develop your life in a format where, you know, you take time to reflect every single day. Like I told you earlier, I took a time to reflect in my life. Imagine I did that five times a day, not including the sunnah prayers, the optional prayers afterwards, right? Just for mandatory prayers alone, I would be stopping five times a day to reflect and speak to my Lord.
Now, it's only fair and the people, and we're excited that they're sitting, and I'm sure they're excited because they're learning so much, but we got to give them a treat now. We got to give them a treat. Some people, they've heard you flow, bust a rhyme, a rap, you know, and it's not even with any band, no musical instruments, nothing. It's just your melodious voice, right?
Right.
So can you give us a taste and give us the treat now here on the Dean Show? Give us a short thing.
I can give you a little.
Go ahead, give it. Bust it down.
Okay.
Let me take a moment to show some kindness to the folks that thought blindness was a disease that affected the eyes alone. I promise I won't judge you. I barely know how to love you, and like fools we preach rules, but we don't even follow our own. Everybody needs comfort. Some people find it in this, some people find it in that, and some people just don't find it at all. But this world is full of signs, from the moon to the stars in the sky, from the bees and the bugs, like a seed in your blood, like a fiend who would drug, makes you need to look up and question what's up, why you deal with this stuff when your spirits are crushed and you trek through the rough, but like thunder it struck, said be, and it was all the signs that were sent, they finally make sense, you feel the torment, so you need to repent when your heart is cemented. It's hard as a brick, cause your soul is worth more than the dollars and cents. All the money in the world couldn't buy you happiness, cause verily it is in the remembrance of Allah that hearts do find rest. Is that okay?
MashaAllah, God willed it, and you are here on the Dean Show. Thank you.
Thank you so
for being with us here. May God Almighty, Allah reward you.
I mean, thank you so much. And again, thank you so much, because you were an inspiration to me as well. And whether you know it or not, you really are affecting so many people. May Allah reward you as well.
Allah, Allah, you are my Lord.
Man, thank you for sitting tight to another episode of the Dean Show. This was so exciting, sitting with our brother Bono. And you know what? It starts with wanting it. You got to want it. If your belly's full with everything else, then you know what? No matter how great the gourmet meal is, you're not going to eat. You got to realize that this life is short. It's going to end soon. Wake up, people. And I'm not going to tell you to just take my word for it. Realize that people die every day. So form an investigation. Don't just live from Friday to Friday. Don't just live from one weekend to the next. Try to attach yourself to something that's permanent, and that's the hereafter. This life is short. Don't be a loser at the end, because eventually you're going to lose this life, because you're going to die. And then if you invested all your time and effort in this life, you're also definitely going to lose the next. Ask the one who created you to guide you and do a little bit of the legwork. Do a little bit of the legwork like you did legwork for everything else. And I'm telling you, the truth is there. The treasure is there. The map is there. Now you just got to get up off your back and get out there and go get it. And visit us here every week on the Dean Show. And until next time, peace be unto you.
I bow to you, Allah, Allah, you are my Lord. I bow to you, Allah, Allah, you are my Lord. I bow to you, Allah, Allah, you are my Lord. I bow to you, Allah, oh my Allah, you are my Lord. I bow to you, Allah, oh my Allah, you are my Lord. I bow to you, Allah, oh my Allah, you are my Lord. I bow to you, Allah, oh my Allah, you are my Lord. I bow to you, Allah. Oh Allah, oh my Allah, you are my Lord. I bow to you, oh my Allah, you are my Lord. I bow to you, oh my Allah, you are my Lord. I bow to you, Allah, Allah, you are my Lord. I bow to you.